Okay, so basically we did last time about whether the halacha of shichcha applies if you applies if the your thing is covered over. Right? Do you learn basada or basada? I mean, in the field, or is it just the location? And the idea of it covered over is like you can't say you did a maisa of shichcha on it. You say the halacha of shichcha is when you do a ma'is of shichcha, you forgot it. So then it has to be that it's present, it's there, it's open, and you forgot it. But if it's hidden, then you can't say din ma'is shichcha. But if it's a din that the chafta is nishkach, the chafta is forgotten, so then you could say that it is forgotten, because once it's on the field, once its location is the field, it's only to be picked, it's only to be taken. And the halacha is that that once you don't take it, that's why if it's not taken, then it's forgotten. It's forgotten. It doesn't matter if it's covered over or it's not covered over. Okay. So the simplest way you would learn would be that it's only where you do a ma'aseh shichcha, because it says you learn that tzira, you cut it and you forgot it. It's an action. But the chachamim say, but there's an extra pasuk, basada. So basada comes to include even taman. To include even tama, which means even if you didn't do an action of forgetting, but as long as it's in the field, then it's all made to be picked, and the chafta is forgotten, and therefore that also applies. Okay, so the question is also: what is Rabbi Yehuda, who says that taman? He says taman's excluded; it has to be in the open. So what does he do with the pasuk of basada? 1 second, am I doing that right? Rabbi Yehuda says, Basada teaches you that it has to be open. So he says, why do you need to teach me that? Just say it has to be open, because it, just like cutting is in the open, so the forgetting is in the open. Why does he need Basada for that? So he says, you're right, he doesn't really need Basada for that, but he uses Basada to teach me something else. Okay, this is all the Chashma, but what does he use Basada? That's what comes out. The punchline is that you have an extra basada according to Buda. The word basada is extra, and what's it teaching you? That's basically what it comes down to. So where it says, the rabos shichachas kama. It's like the seventh wide line or so on Mem Hem Aleph. It's to include, if you forget it when it's kama, standing, grand. Here Rashi explains. It says, top Rashi on the left side. Shichachas kama. Shem shachach zaviz achas liktar. Let's say you forgot. Not that you forgot some grains on the floor. Rather, there's a corner of your field which you forgot to cut. Okay, so then are you allowed to go back and cut that? Imagine if I cut it and I harvested it and I just left it on the floor, I forgot to pick it up. That's definitely shichcha. But what about if I forgot to cut it in the first place? If it's shichchas kama. Shichcha when it's in the state of being standing up. So it says, ko'i ala below sasha lakachta. So if you forgot one, you know, forgot to cut it, then also it lends itself to the lav, of going back to take it. Rachi mashma, and how does he doish it from basada? Because the pasuk says the shachachta omer basada, and you forget omer, like the grains in the field. Sounds like you're forgetting an omer. Means you're forgetting the grain, not that you're forgetting the sheaf. It doesn't sound like you're forgetting the field. So it's Rachi Mashem, v'shachachta omer, if you forget the sheaf, or v'shachachta basada, or if you forget it in the field. Either one. Again, so he learns the pasuk, it says v'shachachta omer basada, and you forget so the pasuk says v'shachachta omer basada, and you forget a bundle or a sheaf in the field. V'shachachta omer basada. So it sounds like you're forgetting a sheaf, but it says the way you do it is you shachach the omer, you forget a sheaf, and the word basada is extra. So it says, or Rashi says, or you forget it in the field, the shachach the basada, or if you forget it in the sada, in the field. So what does that mean? That means where it still hasn't yet been cut. And that's what it's teaching you, that that also is included in the halacha of shachach. So we have Havim Askana. It's definitely shichcha is if you forget a thing. If you forget it,
while it's after you cut it and it's on the floor, you forget to pick it up. Question is, what about if you forget to cut it in the first place? So I would think that's not shecha. Kamash Blon, the extra pasuk basad, the teacher, you know, that is. That also counts as shecha.
Let me read the Rambam. Okay? Read the Rambam. He says, this is in Manasani and Alevav. He says, Kishem Sha Shecha Be'amrim, just like there is shecha on sheaves. Sheaves. Kachi Bekama. So too, there is shecha on the standing grain. Im shachach miktas akama, if you forget some of the kama, velo katsra, and you didn't cut it, harizu laniyam. Then it goes to the niyam. Right. So just like it applies to the amrim, so too it applies to the kama. Sheaves or to the standing grain. So it seems, at least the way he's presenting it, that it's a din in the chafta. Then I would think it's only on the omer, on amrim. So you know, even if on the kama, forgetting applies even on the kama, on the upright grain, standing grain, not only on the pasuk of the shachta omer basada, like Dr. J pointed out. If you forget a sheaf in the field, not if you forget a standing grain. It's not a sheaf. The chafta only exists, and this is what Yehuda is saying, the chafta only exists as an omer, it's only the chafta once it's on the floor, once you cut it, otherwise it's just a field. But it seems like he's saying shechas kama means you even have shecha on the kama. But we have to define it a little bit. What's the step here, right? Okay, good. So I'm thinking like, I guess kind of the combination of what Yehuda and Yon are saying here. And I think the question you have to ask is, the pasuk says, v'shachachta omer v'asada. You forget a sheaf in the field. Sheaves in the field. The question is when you have standing grain, would you say that you have sheaves? Okay? Would you say that you have sheaves? So would you?
Standing grain?
Yeah.
In other words, still attached to the ground?
Yes.
I don't see how you can call it a sheaf.
Okay. So I would say, sort of.
It's just, you can come to it as saying this amount is enough that would make a sheaf,
okay,
if and when it is cut.
Okay.
It's not
okay, good.
A sheaf.
So I say it like this. I say, sorry, Dr. Israel, that if you want to talk strictly conceptually, you don't have sheaves. You have a field. You have grain, you have standing grain. It's a different phenomenon. A sheaf is like a chafta, which is in its own right, standing in its own right. Right? It's just simply a field, I guess, prior to that. It's a big field. Right? That's what you'd say,
part of the field.
But like practically speaking, like that's if you're talking like in a very definitive framework. But practically speaking, or sort of you could say, let's say, in the mind of the farmer and the practical way you look at it, I mean, those are the sheaves. Now, it's true they have to be cut until I'll technically define them as sheaves, but how many sheaves do I have? Oh, I got 100 of them. Oh, they're still attached? Fine, so I have to cut them off first. But, I mean, they're awaiting to be sheaves, so to speak. They're not quite yet defined as sheaves because their conceptual identity is not really an omer. It's really about, it's a basada. It's really part of the sada, right? But it's awaiting, practically speaking, it's sheaves. It's awaiting the identity of sheaves. Okay? It's the part of the field which is omed to be sheaves. Okay? So it could be it's saying is that the shechah applies to, so to speak, sheaves in that type of sheaf also. It's sheaves in that condition. It's like their sheaves on their potential sheaves, so to speak. It's basada. Really, it's that's the thing. Limur shachachta omer basada. V'shirashi says shachachta omer. If you forget the chafta of the omer, or v'shachachta basada, and you forget it basada in the sada. What does that mean? We'll forget what? So I think it means the grains, the sheaves are basically they would be sheaves, but they're basada. It's like the basada is the condition which prevents their identity of being sheaves now from being realized, from being omer now.
But it's like they're, insofar as the farmer and the forgetting, you say, oh, I left 50 sheaves from the field. I forgot to cut those 50. It's, and in terms of the practicality of the forgetting of the thing, it doesn't really matter, because in terms of the goal, he wants to have millions of sheaves or whatever. Now, you can forget those sheaves when they're actually sheaves, or before they're sheaves, but you forgot to make them into sheaves. Either way, you relate to them in terms of the goal and what you're forgetting. You're minus 50 sheaves in your whatever, and your, you know, in your silo, because you forgot the sheaves. But their conceptual identity is not really sheaves yet. It's not Omer yet. So the Riboy is teaching that that doesn't matter. Even though Pasuk Shavach to Omer Vasada, it, even if their identity as Omer is lacking, because it's still defined as Basada, but it's practically the Omer, and the Shikha is forgetting those Omerim. You're forgetting about these sheaves. And so far as your forgetting is concerned, it's really, you're forgetting, you're neglecting, you're leaving some sheaves in the field. It's just that if you find in the rigorous, strict definition of the thing, it's not quite a forgetting of sheaves. But that's what it's saying, shechas kama. It even applies by shechas kama. It means, because either way, the goal is you're forgetting to bring, your house now is short these sheaves because you forgot the thing, even though this forgetting didn't take place in the state of sheaves. But a kama is omed. And the point is it's omed to be sheaves. Omed to be omer. It's awaiting its identity of omer. It's omer in potential. So it's like the shikha doesn't have to be on the chafta of omer, but could even be on omer in potential. It's on the omer, the kama, which is waiting to be omer. Omer in potential. So that's what's showing you. So din shikha applies to that as well. But you need a riboy. It's like extending the din omer. Because in terms of the idea of the thing, of course it makes sense. What's the difference, really? But in terms of halachically, it's a din of the tzchach to omer. So you could see the Torah restricting it to the tzchach to the omer, because that's what it applies to. Shekha is the identity of the omer. So it's saying, you could see that it restricted it. So the saying is, the riboy tells you that it didn't restrict it as such. Didn't restrict it. Thing as an aside, like a little bit about the philosophy of this thing. Because you have a lot of these demandas in Yama like this. You know, there's a few of them, like olas with grapes. Also a similar thing, like you don't pick the last ones. And like, I just think, like, there's a certain sense of this thing. It's like when you're harvesting your field, like you leave a few behind. And there's like a certain guy, like there's a certain personality or a certain mentality. I'm going to get every last inch out of the field, so to speak, you know. And it's my field and I'm going to milk it for its, you know. So the thing is, that attitude is wrong, and on the contrary, there's certain things which you don't get on the first take. So basically, you got your first run, you don't forget about the whole field. I mean, you forget the minor, the icing on the cake. You don't pick up every single last one. I mean, it's not really efficient. When you go in the harvest, you don't go after every single one. You go and you leave some, you forget some, whatever. So it's like, it's certain generosity. It's like you forgot them. Like, you'll have to leave them be, leave them to the end. And let the Aniyam have the things that you forgot about. Don't go back and try to, like, pick up your very last... there's a certain type of... certain going back and, like, reworking it to make sure that you get the last one. It's saying, don't get every last one. Leave those for the Aniyam. You know? It's like, I don't know, I just have a certain sense of... I'm not exactly saying a defined idea here, but I just have a sense of... I was thinking maybe you get to check them, you know, or something, see how they formulate it. Okay, so this says, so Rabbanan Shechas come in Allah. So how do the Rabbanan know about this halacha? Because it's an open halacha. Shechas come, everyone knows that Shech applies even on the Kama. So if they use Basada to teach you to exclude Taman, if it's hidden, to include Taman, if it's hidden, so how do they learn out this halacha? So it says, no, they learn out in an afkilu michi siksor ketsircha. So it's another pasuk. It says, if you cut your cuttings in the field. Okay, so Rashi says, so it's saying is, the shikha applies, v'shachachta. So it means that it's like if you forget the field. As the way you read the pasuk, it's like the word v'shachachta could apply on the field itself, not only on Omrim, but even on the Sada. Okay, so whatever, they have another pasuk. So it says, okay, so they learn from that pasuk. So Rabbi Yehuda, so what does Rabbi Yehuda do with that pasuk? That's another extra pasuk. So it says, no, he used it for something else. Yehuda may buy the Ravahu, and that's what I wanted to find. Amar Rav Lazar, Prat l'shutzvo Omrim l'self Sada Chavera.
Okay, so what does this mean? So Rashi. Shenoshva haruach. The wind blows. Ve'rima esa omrim in haaretz. And it picks up the sheaths from the sheaves from the floor. Ve'tzifasam esosod ha'chavera. And it like sprinkles them or something like that into the next year friend's field. Ve'shachan, and you forgot them. Kesavar shenu shalav, because you thought they weren't yours. You forgot them because they're in his field. His field. So nafkam in besadecha, v'lo besadecha ve'erecha. The law of Yishachah. So it says, Shachach to Omer besadecha. Okay? Something like that. How does it go? Shachach to Omer, no, not that one. Pasuk says, ki sikter k'tircha besadecha, in your field. So it's your field as opposed to it's in your friend's field. So the case is, the wind blows it into your friend's field, and then you forget about them, that doesn't count the Shachach. Okay, that doesn't get the shechah. Rather, when you realize that they were yours, you'd be allowed to go back and pick them up. Okay? So apparently there's a haminoskana here again, whether or not that would count the shechah or wouldn't count the shechah. So maybe we could define that. Maybe the Rambam while we're here. The Rambam, it's in Hey Hey, in Anasaniyam. It says, Afu Amar of the Ruach Azaka, the Sof Sadachaveiro. So the Amar and blow with a strong wind into your friend's field, the shechah sham omer, and you forget the omer there, ino shechah. It's not considered shechah. Shenemer ketzircha b'sadecha. Tzircha in your field. Avrol pizra umrim b'soch sabayu. But if it spreads it out in your field, v'shacha chariz yashacha. Then it is. It doesn't have to be in its location. Even if it spreads it out in other parts of your field, that still counts. But if it's in your friend's field, that doesn't count. Because it's b'sadecha, in your field. Okay, so the question is, what's the minuskana here?
What we do is, let me give you the next problem. Let's think about this till tomorrow. And let me give you the next problem, okay? So the next problem is totally different thing. So it's on Mem Hei Amud Bet. So it says, I guess it's like a few lines from above the Mishnah. It says, Nimsa Samach L'Safar or L'Yershu Mo'dikhav. So the Mishnah stated that if you find the corpse in Negla Rufa near the border, in the border of Eretz Yisrael, or in a city which is majority of Goyim, so the halacha of Eglufa doesn't apply. Okay? Doesn't apply. So why not? So the Gemara says, Dechsiv, ki yimatze, prat lamatze, says, if you find a corpse, this excludes if it is found, if it's common. Matzoi can mean like it's found or it's common. Rashi, tadir, pravla matzoi means excludes if it's common. The kigon sapar or yirsho b'chav, because if it's on the border or if it's in a city with majority goyim, it's a common thing. You find corpses. So since it's common, you can't say ki matzoi that you have found. Okay, you have found it because it happens more often. It's common. So I want to just define what's that idea. What does it mean? What's the lemur? And also you could look, and if you look on the side there, it says Sanhedrin Ryan Tosus Sham. So you could look in the Tosus there, you could look in the Gemara, and the Riki Vegar also. He cites you there also. So I'd like to take that up. Okay? Yeah, Tosus there. There's Tosus there. Okay? So maybe we could take that up also. Yeah. It's Sanhedrin's Pev of Manav. But, I mean, first you could define this, and then you could look over there and see if we work it out.